Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking.
Well, good morning, Roxanne.
Good morning, Regina.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. It's a beautiful fall weekend.
As always,
we love it. In the High Desert, although you know I love my summertime, mm-hmm. but I am appreciative.
Yeah, just enjoying all of these
events.
Yeah,
it really is. It's been a beautiful, beautiful onset of fall. So I am appreciating it for what it is. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. But you know what, Roxanne? We have some first-time guests.
Yes, but we know who they are.
We do, and I'm excited because I've had the opportunity to work with both of these individuals. We are fortunate enough to have the Town of Apple Valley Town Manager, Doug Robertson, with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. And then also our Director of Parks and Recreation, Debbie Rivera.
Good morning.
And it's wonderful to have you guys here. Welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne.
Thank you for having us.
I want to just jump in because you guys have a major event that's taking place on November 11th.
Which is Veterans Day, and that's so awesome.
Yes, it is. And so I want you to tell us about this grand opening of a new park that is in Apple Valley, and it is being named after Captain Joseph McConnell. Do I have that right?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. And what I want to know, first of all, is how this project came to be, Doug, and how was it determined that the park would be named after Captain Joseph McConnell?
Yeah, so it came to be, there were some grant monies available through the state. I think it was Prop 68, back probably 10 years ago now.
Mm, wow.
And they had a lot of money kind of remaining, and ultimately they kind of put it out there that, hey, this is the last year. We have until this date to spend all of this money. So apply.
Okay.
And so we applied, I think it was four different parks that we put in for, just because why not? And ultimately this one was selected. A lot of the reason for that, as we understand it, is because of our partnership with the school district on this and just the inclusion of all the different amenities and, you know, engaging with the veterans group. We've long wanted to have a veterans memorial in Apple Valley of our own.
Okay.
We just didn't exactly have a site for it and hadn't put one in yet.
Okay.
For years, we would do Veterans Day with other agencies. We would do a thing out at the cemetery.
Yes.
And that kind of ended
at
during
Sunset
COVID.
Hills.
Yeah, at Sunset Hills, exactly. Mm-hmm. That kind of ended during COVID. And then as we came out of COVID, there were some changes around town, and ultimately that event didn't happen. So we were looking for a way to do our own. So we've been doing events at Civic Center Park, you know, our biggest sort of most features in that park. It was sort of a temporary format for us, and we wanted something more permanent. So when this opportunity came up, we included the Veterans Memorial in it.
Oh,
and,
okay.
You know, we've long wanted to get more knowledge out there about Captain McConnell and his amazing, life and his amazing deeds. You know, the United States' first triple ace.
Yes.
He was in the Korean War.
Yes.
We've had some other longtime local residents who've helped us to try to promote him. We have a sign on the way into town. That really wasn't enough. So when the idea came up for the new park and we got approved, ultimately it just made sense that if the Veterans Memorial was going to be there, that it would be named after Captain McConnell.
Wow.
And we could finally honor him in a way that he really needs.
Yes, which is, I think it's just wonderful. You know, I don't know how many people actually know, but he's actually buried at what was Victor Valley, Valley View? That's right there
on the freeway.
It's right there off of D Street.
Oh, D Street, yeah.
Right.
Victor Valley Memorial.
Memorial,
I think is the name.
I think is what it is. So, and he and his family lived in Apple Valley.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I think it was the town that built a home for him, right?
Yeah.
So there's huge history and connection And so I can understand how when you guys were looking at this, it was determined because he's a national hero.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And to have that history here is wonderful. And I think it's just a great honor to his legacy, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So tell us about the park. What can people expect? Of course, there's a veterans monument that will be there. What else? How large is it? What are all some of the amenities that will be there?
Yeah, so it's important. It is a veterans monument. It's not the park is there to honor all veterans. Clearly, it's named after Captain McConnell, but we're there to honor all veterans from all branches of service. So the monument that is being constructed and will be installed very soon has that in mind. So we're honoring all the different services.
Okay.
And Debbie actually was instrumental on working on that park application, so I'll let her go through the details of that.
Great.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as far as the amenities, what we did on that is there was a grant, as Doug mentioned, the Prop 68 grant.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, we had a director. I was not the director back in 2020.
Okay.
And he said, hey, let's do this park. And he had the idea of reaching out to the school district and possibly, leasing that land from them and working with them and applying for this. And so as a group, he got together several of us in the department, and we all worked on the grant, applied for, as Doug had mentioned, several other parks.
Okay.
They came out. We had to do a lot of community outreach with the neighboring, residents.
Right.
And they selected the amenities that they wanted to see in those parks
that
we applied for.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely community buy-in.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And this was all during COVID that we were doing this. So we were doing Zoom calls, and we were going out just kind of setting up tables, at that location.
Yeah.
So it was an interesting process.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
But we have, as far as the amenities, we're going to have a football field, a soccer field, a baseball field.
Wow.
There is a playground that has all abilities included.
Mm.
So there's a merry-go-round, but it's wheelchair accessible, so you can
roll. Great, okay.
It. Yeah, it's going to
so
be great.
ADA,
right,
all of that.
ADA accessible.
Yeah.
There's also going to be two shade structures.
Nice, we need that.
Yes, we do. We do. And so there's a small one that parents can kind of sit at the playground, and then there's going to be more of a rentable larger
one. Oh, okay,
one for
nice.
Parties.
Yeah, so family reunions, all that good stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's a synthetic walking or running track also
around
the football field, so that'll be really nice.
Okay.
And then also we have, as he had mentioned, of course, the Veterans Memorial Monument and a restroom, large restroom facility,
mm-hmm.
permanent. And
yeah, the running track is unique.
Is.
None of our other parks have a full quarter mile, sort of Olympic style running track.
Mm-hmm. Wow, mm-hmm. Nice.
Now, that's something that the school district had back when it was the junior high school.
Okay.
They had a track, but the track hadn't been used in decades, probably. So it was in disrepair. So that's all been taken out, and a brand new track is being put in. That's I don't know if it's called rubberized or what, but it's a little bit softer, and so it can accommodate different track events.
Right.
The town hasn't historically put on anything like that, but it's also obviously a joint use with our school district.
Yes.
And they have needs
yes.
for those things as well.
Yeah. So tell me, approximately how many acres is this park?
It sounds huge
yeah.
with all the
yeah,
with amenities in there.
Is it really
that big? Okay.
The original project is about 10 acres,
ten.
I believe.
Yes, I believe
we
acres.
Ended up having our neighbor next door, some raw land there. He donated a couple more acres because it just made the flow of the park better.
Okay.
We had some drainage challenges, I'll say,
mm-hmm.
and ultimately he was kind enough to donate a portion of his land so that we could use that for the drainage, that we didn't have to take up the valuable sort of park amenity
area. Oh, wow, that
area.
Worked out.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Wonderful,
yeah.
wonderful
right.
donation.
Yeah. yeah.
That was a little over an acre, I believe,
yeah.
in total.
Yeah,
right.
so it'll be A little over 10 acres, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the question now is, where exactly is the park located?
It is located at 21878 Paiute Avenue.
Paiute Road?
There's a debate about that.
Okay. Okay. We don't need to have that debate today.
Okay. No. It's not between us. But it is right behind the school district. It's actually, the school district is on Navajo. It's on Paiute.
Yes. Okay.
Which is the cross street right behind the school district.
And the official opening will be on the Veterans Day. So that's the grand opening ceremony
Correct.
Of the park.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And now we do need to let you know that the sports fields, they're going to take a little time before they're going to be usable. So those are going to be hydroseeded. They may have already been hydroseeded. Mm-hmm. I know they're very close to doing that. But, you know, because it's going to take a while for that grass to be ready for play, we want it to last forever.
Right.
So we'll probably not be using those, certainly won't be using them in this fall, probably not even next spring. We'll take a look after the winter and see kind of what's it look like to see if they're ready for play because we just don't want to tear them up.
Right.
So most likely the sports fields themselves won't be available until next fall.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we want to.
I like that, Doug, that you're helping us to manage our expectations.
Yes.
Yeah. But the rest, the plan is that the rest of the park will be open and ready on November 11th, including the playground area, the shade structures. We've got two dog parks in there. Well, it's one dog park, but it's split, you know, small dogs and large dogs.
Okay.
Like our dog park at Civic Center.
Okay. Very nice. Mm-hmm. So what can people expect November 11th? Because you're absolutely inviting community to come out for this grand opening, right? And so are there going to be any special things that will be going on, or what can people expect?
Sure. So we are going to have, it's going to be focused on the Veterans Memorial. The park will be opening at the same time.
Okay.
So we will have, I'm sure, have a couple of speakers to talk about, you know, Veterans Day, the importance of Veterans Day. We'll have a little bit on Captain McConnell, of course.
Yes.
You know, we just recently learned this morning that we'll likely have some tables out there for some veterans service organizations.
Oh, wonderful.
They've asked, and of course, we'd love to have them at the park there. We'd love to have all of the veterans in Apple Valley come on out.
Yes, absolutely.
We did time it, you know, based on some community requests. We timed it for the afternoon because so many of the other veterans events, including the parade in Victorville, happen in the morning. So we timed it for the afternoon so that if somebody wanted to, they could come to multiple events on that day.
Very nice. So what is the timing of it?
1 o'clock.
One o'clock is the official time.
Okay. And if somebody wants more information about it, they can go to the town's website. I'm sure that information is listed there.
Or will be listed there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it will be listed there. They can also contact the Recreation Department. As well at the town of Apple Valley.
All right. And
we can assist with any questions that they have.
Great. I'm excited about that.
Very
I know
exciting.
That Roxanne and I talked to Trish, and she's excited.
We did.
Who is Captain McConnell's daughter, his oldest daughter, and she's planning to be there as well. And she seems to be very, very excited. And so we're excited, and we're planning.
We're excited for the city and for the public to know a little bit more about this gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Now I want to ask the question because, you know, we do these things, we create these spaces for community. And I'd like to hear from both of you, what is your hope that the impact of this park has on our community?
You know, parks are gathering places. It's where communities are built, you know.
Yeah.
I would hope that, you know, we get a lot of families out there who can, you know, learn about the veterans from Apple Valley, not just Captain McConnell.
Yes.
Although clearly he's the most prominent one.
Yes.
You know, and maybe get to know some people.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of neighborhoods around there who don't have a park maybe within walking distance. So to see them come together, make new friends, and build community.
Yes.
To me, that's what it's all about.
Yeah. Yeah. And Debbie, for you?
Well, for me, very obviously very similar to what Doug just stated. But, yeah, just going out, making memories. I mean, again, this, because of the grant, it was a community outreach.
Mm-hmm.
So the community is involved and told us what
they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know? So that's really nice. So the neighbors will have hopefully what they want at this park, you know, be able to go out and walk and things like that.
Yes.
Spend time with their family. So we're really excited about that, and whether or not we add other amenities as time goes on, that, you know, that's
of course
to be debatable, right, down
yeah
the road. But
yeah,
we're just looking forward to bringing community together and families and making memories, and I'm sure we'll have a host of different events at this
I'm
new
sure
park in years to come.
Yeah,
so
I'm
excited
sure
about that opportunity.
Is there anything else that you guys would like to make sure that community knows about this particular project? We know that the grand opening is November 11th at 1 o'clock. If anybody wants to know the exact location, they can go to the website, which is, Debbie?
abrecreation.org or
The town's website.
Yeah. They can go and find that.
Right.
So aside from that, is there anything else that you guys want to leave us with or share?
You know, I think one thing I want to share, reiterate really, is that, you know, this adds, you know, some sports fields that we have at other parks. But there's three features of this park that we don't have anywhere else. One, obviously, is the Veterans Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is the All Abilities playground features.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have those anywhere. This is the first for us.
And I love that terminology, all abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the running track.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of folks that like to run cross country, but there's
yes
other folks who, they want to run track.
Yes.
They want to see the lines. They want to see, they want to know exactly where the quarter mile is.
Exactly.
And we don't have that right now. So I think, to me, adding those new amenities that we don't have anywhere else is, you know, one of the most important things about this park for me.
Yeah. Wonderful, great. Well, we'll look forward to seeing you guys on November 11th. And
yes,
again,
ma'am,
thank you. Thank
mm-hmm
you on behalf of community for what you have done in this wonderful addition that's being made to our community.
Yeah. Thanks
thank
for having
you
us.
You're welcome. Hey, Regina.
We are back. We're talking about, you know, there's so many things that go on during this time of year.
Yes, we're getting ready for Thanksgiving and
Christmas.
We see it
yes
already around the High Desert.
Yeah, the holiday season. And so we're excited to welcome back into the studio with Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, Christina Kennedy, who is the president of High Desert Second Chance.
A great organization that
oh
we love
God
speaking
just
to. Thank you, Christina.
Outstanding. I mean, you can't go anywhere within the Inland Empire and not hear about the wonderful work, the extraordinary work that this organization is doing here in the High Desert.
And it keeps growing.
Yeah. Absolutely. I just don't know how she does it all. And this is just one hat she happens to wear. I'm not even going to go down the list of all the other hats and titles and jobs that she has. But what I am going to say is Christina is here today to talk to us about a really big, and I don't even want to say big, it's a huge undertaking that Second Chance has done this year, in addition to your own annual Thanksgiving event. You guys, with the help of Rebecca Swanson, who was former mayor of Hesperia, right, have taken on the task of fulfilling or filling in for Victor Valley Rescue Mission, because
yes
we all know that there have been some changes there,
mm-hmm,
and for whatever reason, they were unable this year to fulfill the commitment of doing their annual Thanksgiving dinner. And
yeah
so
and to
High
so,
Desert
uh-huh
Second Chance has stepped up.
And to so many in the High Desert who are in need, the Rescue Mission's Thanksgiving dinner was a big part of their holiday.
Absolutely,
mm-hmm,
absolutely. And so High Desert Second Chance has stepped up with the commitment from Rebecca Swanson
yes
and others in the community to make sure that that event still takes place this year. So, Christina, again, welcome and thank you
thank
for
you
all that you do. But tell us what that means and what's needed.
Yes. So, again, my name is Christina Kennedy with High Desert Second Chance. And like Regina mentioned, we are partnering with Rebecca Swanson. She is leading this very huge endeavor in order to continue the tradition of what Rescue Mission provided,
yes,
which is the hot meals for families in need during Thanksgiving, during this holiday. So what we are doing in order to step in and to assist is we are going to work on getting everything, all the supplies in, working with contractors who want to donate their services to help with cooking the meals, The goal is to serve 1,500 families.
Wow.
So mm-hmm. Rescue Mission has been able to do that and more for Thanksgiving every year. So we are just trying to touch on just a little bit of what they've done and to just honor it just the way that they have yes. done it. So we're working and we're very fortunate. We have some community partners who are stepping in to assist us, but the biggest need is the supplies. We have secured with the provisions by ICR for the turkeys, mm-hmm. but the dressing, the corn, the gravy, the mashed potato, those side items are what we have not secured for this Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
And we want to be able to make sure that we could. For anyone that is interested, that wants to be a part of it, whether it's volunteering their time or if they would like to donate supplies, our site at High Desert Second Chance, our warehouse, is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they are able to drop in and drop off any donations. They can also go onto our Facebook page or our website, and we have our Amazon wish list put up.
Okay.
So if they wanted to do it that way, they can go click on a button for the Amazon wish list for Thanksgiving, check out whatever we have available, and we put the allocation of how many we need for this Thanksgiving dinner. And they can donate that way, and it'll get to us, and then we can make sure to be able to count the supplies that are coming in and get it ready for whoever our chef is going to be. We're actually going to go meet with a company today.
Okay.
I'm actually, once we leave here, we're going to go pick up Rebecca and then head down
okay.
and go over the plans for cooking and then the logistics of getting that food up here and served to the families that we're going to be serving.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so let me ask a question. Because I know you said that there are specific items that you are asking if people will consider donating, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about dollars?
Dollars are
good. If somebody wants to donate just money,
mm-hmm.
Is that something that's needed?
And, yes.
And how can they do that?
Definitely, because monetary donations are very important. We have mm-hmm. a list of items that are outside of just the food supply.
Yes.
Everything from the utensils, the chafing dishes, plates, and anything you could think of, the drinks that we're going to need to get. So if they would like to provide a monetary donation, again, they can also stop into our office. But if they go on to highdesertsecondchance.pagecloud.com, we have a donate button. And when they click that donate button, it'll redirect them and they can choose if they want to do a Thanksgiving donation, or in the memo they can put for where they want that money donated to for any of our programs that we're operating.
Especially okay. for businesses too, Christina, mm-hmm. who are hearing this, you would gladly accept their help as well.
Yes.
Okay.
And the goal is that you're trying to provide a hot meal to 1,500.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And Christina, is there anything else? I mean, if someone is interested in volunteering, because
yes.
I'm sure it takes a lot of volunteers to pull this
mm-hmm.
off.
Mm-hmm.
And so if someone is interested in volunteering, what do they need to do?
So I actually have created a link for the volunteers that want to participate in this event specifically. They can, again, go onto our website and they would be able to click on the Fairgrounds Thanksgiving event. And when they click on that, it'll tell them to volunteer. And then when they click on the volunteer button, it actually gives them categories because there's needs for each category.
Okay.
We don't want anyone stepping in and then not knowing where exactly
okay,
they can help. Yeah.
Okay.
So once we look at all of the registered volunteers, we'll be able to put them into their groups. Once they check in, we actually have a pairing day prior. So it'll be, the event is actually on November 19th. November 18th, we will be on site at the fairgrounds doing the background. Yeah.
Okay.
Getting it ready ahead of time. And then that way, when we get there at 5:30 on Wednesday, we'll be ready to go and get everything else set up and put our teams in place.
Okay.
Okay. And so now this event, actually the dinner
mm-hmm.
is Wednesday, November 19th.
Correct.
And it's from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m.?
12 p.m. to 2 p.m.
To 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. And it's at the San Bernardino County Fairgrounds
correct.
In the Desert Valley Building.
Correct? Correct. Yes.
Now, for those who are interested and receiving the meal.
Mm-hmm.
What do they need to do? Is there registration required? What, tell us about that.
The registration process will start on actually October 27th, Monday,
so it's
October 27th.
Already going on right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it will go all the way until November 15th.
Okay.
Yes. So it'll
so
stay open that whole time.
For registration, if there's anyone who's out there listening mm-hmm. who knows that they're going to be in need of a meal, or knows those who will be in need of a meal, keep in mind that the registration deadline
mm-hmm.
is
November 15th.
November 15th, mm-hmm. and that is required that
yes.
they do register.
Does every member of the family have to register, or say
no.
if I have a family of four?
Yeah,
say
so
I have a family of four.
It'll be one representative per household. But they are required. The documents that we will
okay.
need will be their photo ID, proof
okay.
of address,
mm-hmm.
And the address, whatever form of proof that they provide has to be less than 30 days old, and it has to show the actual address on there and the date. Yes.
Something. Okay.
Utility bill, credit card bill, mortgage statement, anything you can think of that has a date plus their name and address on it. And then the one thing I do need to emphasize is that it does need to be only one unique registration per address.
Okay.
We understand that a lot of people might share a residence, multiple families in one house, but because we are so strained on the supplies, if one person in that household is registering for a Thanksgiving basket, I always say, sit down together, enjoy the meal together. This mm-hmm. is your time to sit there and fellowship with
mm-hmm.
your roommates, whoever that's living
right.
with you. There's no need to have multiple baskets in one house.
Right. Okay.
Christine, also question, is mm-hmm. this meal that you're providing, this is separate from, is High Desert Second Chance and also part of the rescue mission that you want to help fulfill this year?
Yes.
Are they providing Thanksgiving baskets, or is this something just for the meal?
So for the event
that?
On the 19th, one of the unique things about it is the event on the 19th will be the Thanksgiving hot meal.
Okay.
We will register if we have additional turkeys for families to pick up the turkeys there on the 19th. And these are the specific families that are located in Victorville. And then additionally, the surrounding areas at Atlanta and Apple Valley.
Okay.
Once those slots are filled for that Victorville event, then we will move the remainder of those registered families to the High Desert Second Chance Thanksgiving event that will be held on the 22nd.
So the
that's the Thanksgiving dinner box.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No
that
cooked meal.
Is different. Then.
Yes.
Different. I see.
I know it's going to be a little bit confusing. It's one registration for both. It's just where we send them.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you are in need of the dinner, if you also are needing a basket, please
mm-hmm.
register, because the registration process is still going on until
yes.
November 15th.
Right.
Okay.
And
thank you.
If you have questions or need clarity,
mm-hmm.
what's the best way for them to get their questions answered
yes.
or make sure they have clarity?
They can come into our office at 16666 Smoke Tree Street, Building B as a Boy number 4 in Hesperia, or easiest way is to contact our office at 442-267-4444.
Yeah,
thank you so much for having me.
Remember, if you are trying to register, please do that before November 15th.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. And it'll be on your website, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for being a part of the conversation. Reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We'll talk to you next weekend.